It's 4:00. I'd like to call to order the Evansville Metropolitan Planning Policy Board meeting. First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the previous meeting.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Old business, Laura, project update.
Okay, we're going to start off with the City of Evansville Covert Avenue Road Diet Project. The Board of Public Works approved the preliminary engineering contract with a consultant on September 25th and has been sent to NDOT for processing. So the Weinbach Avenue Road Diet, NDOT has issued authorization to proceed with the preliminary engineering contract. On page 2, which is a carryover of the Washington Avenue, 2nd Street, Parrott Street area improvements, a kickoff meeting was held September 23rd with all interested city departments to discuss the scope of services. For the T-Couple Safe Routes to School project, at the last quarterly tracking meeting in August, all parties agreed that the project letting would move from March 4th, I believe, to February 4th. So it's moving up. For Vandenberg County projects on page 3, starting with the Green River Road widening from Millersburg to Kansas Road, the project is 24% complete with a contractor working on storm sewers and fill for the new road bed. For the Maryland Street Bridge over Pigeon Creek, the project was posted for bids again starting September 26th, and the bids will be opened on October 14th. Moving on to the town of Newburgh, for Newburgh Safe Routes to School, a pre-construction meeting was held September 3rd, and construction was expected to begin September 29th.
And it did!
Small successes. Moving on to page 4 and Newburgh's Rivertown Trail, property appraisals are expected this month. And for Newburgh sign replacement project, NDOT has approved the scoring of the RFPs and negotiations have begun with Beam, Longest, and Neff. Moving on to Warrick County and the Oak Grove Road project, section 1 from the county line at 164 to Libert Road. This project was scheduled to open to traffic on or before Friday, September 26th. So I believe that project should be complete. And for Bridge 371, which is Old Highway 66 over Little Pigeon Creek, this project is now complete. Moving on to page 5 and NDOT's U.S. Highway 41 Lloyd Expressway Interchange Project. This project was let for construction to Regal Inc. of Newburgh for a low bid of $19,182,806.14. The engineer's estimate was $21,010,000. Those are all the updates that I have. Are there any additions or discussion?
I have a question.
Sure.
On the Weinbach Avenue Road Diet, that section, when are we going to do from Green River Road to Oak Hill? Because Lloyd Expressway to Oak Hill. We're going to have Weinbach from the expressway all the way to Pollock. Covert is going to be a bike lane as well. And then there's that gap from North Weinbach to Oak Hill before you pick up another bike lane that's either going to go to 41 and we're going to put one on Virginia, or it'll go all the way out to Lynch. And so we've got, I also think it's confusing for motorists. And then for cyclists, as soon as you hit the expressway, your lane's gone.
Yeah.
For that section till you get up to Oak Hill. I'm just curious if it's on the radar screen to complete that section.
Has anybody heard anything about that? I haven't personally. Any of you guys heard anything about the section north of the Lloyd?
I met with the city engineer who basically said that maybe the pavement on North Weinbach isn't old enough, But that was about all that I got, because I had met with them to encourage them to apply for funds for that section to be on a road diet when I saw that we were doing Weinbach south to Pollock.
Was that with Pat Kiefis, or was that...
It was with Pat. No, it was actually with Brent.
Brent,
and
okay.
With the new city engineer.
Yeah.
Just follow up.
Yeah, well, it just would be nice because a lot of students come past the expressway and use Wesselman's as well as, you know, the tanning bed that's down there and a couple other, you know, and sort of promoting the business development of North Weinbach. It would not be nice to at least have a plan or an idea when we'll sort of complete, because that would be just an awesome section of bike lane to go all the way from the south side potentially to Oak Hill and Lynch.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, if you guys would at least ask, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. Carrie, you want to introduce your shadow?
Sure. I have Brian Bennett with me today. He's a student at University of Evansville, and he is double majoring in accounting and management. So I'm part of the U of E Connect program, and I'm his mentor for this year.
You'll learn a lot from her, Brian.
So in your packets, we have a request for an amendment to the UPWP for the fiscal year 2015 and 2016. It's to include one new HFIP program project, which is Highway Safety Improvement Program funding. It's a safety education and public awareness campaign. The estimated project completion date is December 2015. The total cost is $18,000, which 100% will be HFIP funds, and all the pages that would be changed and affected in the UPWP, those are also included. The most important one is the second page. It's 39B, the Safety Education and Public Awareness Campaign, and the objective is to educate the public on roadway safety issues in an effort to improve safety for all modes of traffic, and bicycle safety and roundabouts are the main focus areas for this project.
Can we take those together, or do we have to do them separately, Carrie?
Separate.
Okay. Are there any questions? If not, entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Item B, Carrie.
This is an update to our handbook. The Evansville Metropolitan Planning Organization is seeking the approval of an update to our health insurance policy in the Evansville MPO handbook. The update would include the working spouse / registered domestic partner rule, in which working spouses of Evansville MPO employees would in most situations be required to join their employer's group medical coverage for primary coverage. This update would assist the Evansville MPO in providing competitive health benefits for their employees and their dependents up to age 26 and control rising health care costs. There's two pages attached to that memo. The first one is the proposed, and that's the language we would use to attach to the current handbook. And then the next page at the very bottom, it says section 2.90.270 health insurance. That is what is currently written in our handbook, and it says the MPO provides medical group health insurance for regular full-time MPO employees.
Questions?
I have one.
Stephanie?
I found this very interesting that mostly because the way I read this is that you currently offer benefits to what you're calling a registered domestic partner.
Right. We don't currently have any registered domestic partners, but we looked at NDOT's policy and the IU School of Medicine, and we're just trying to be proactive in case laws do change in the future.
How are you, because I understand it, absolutely, and it's pretty common to require your spouse to be on the plan if they have one available to them through their employer, but do you mind getting me a copy of that? I'd like to see how you're defining a domestic partner, because that actually will create three categories under the city of Evansville. The Teamsters recognize a domestic partner, married or not, the city does not, and then you potentially have a different definition altogether. And I know one of the things we want to do, hopefully before we have to wait for the Supreme Court to make a decision, is get it all together.
Right. Sure.
Any other questions? I'd entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Carrie. Craig, it looks like you got the next one.
I do. And the next one is a couple of TIP administrative modifications that are just presented for your information. I don't need any action. The first was a request to modify the UPWP for the MPO to revise the 2014 planning elements to reflect a slight revision to the Met's Comprehensive Operational Analysis project budget. That project, the total increase was $15,000 on that. You see the MPO, the UPWP element was $1 million. It's been revised to $1,115,000. That's also inclusive of work for the bicycle master plan as well as the regional pavement management process that you just saw outside this afternoon. The second is a request from the KYTC, item number 022087, Auburn Parkway. This is a maintenance project that's being pulled out of the group projects listing that is currently in the TIP and added as a standalone, its own project to define the details of that project more specifically. This is pavement maintenance from Pinerel Parkway to just east of Utopia Road in Henderson County, and that project is $12.4 million in pavement maintenance there. NHS system federal funding and Kentucky toll credits are providing the construction funding for that project.
Any questions? Thanks, Craig.
Thank you.
Moving on to other business, Laura, subdivisions. Subdivision?
Yes. They have one subdivision, and this is in Vandover County. It's Fieldstone Subdivision. It's a 49-lot, 32.7-acre residential subdivision located on the east side of Oak Hill Road, just south of Oak Hill Elementary School. If we could change that. Lot 3 of the subdivision is approximately 13 acres, and I think this was intended for an expansion of the proposed subdivision. Sidewalks are currently not available on Oak Hill Road. The EDSC has requested sidewalks in the subdivision due to the fact that buses cannot maneuver within the subdivision without an internal loop road. Cul-de-sacs are being proposed here. And therefore, children riding buses will be required to walk in the street to the entrance of the subdivision. The entrance to the proposed subdivision is within approximately 550 feet of the sidewalk in front of the school that goes directly straight out from the front to the edge of the road, and only 100 feet from the school property line. Our recommendation is that sidewalks not be waived. The school has requested sidewalks. Buses are required to pick children up when sidewalks are not provided, and buses cannot access the subdivision without an internal loop road. In addition, the entrance should be reviewed for necessary auxiliary lane improvements in accordance with the approved access management manual. If not currently warranted, auxiliary lanes should be required when expansion into Lot 3 occurs.
Is there any particular reason why we didn't loop that road all the way around, do you know?
Well, I think the cul-de-sac's kind of dead end into a retention basin. Okay. So, not saying that they couldn't back it off a little bit and connect a loop, but that's not what's being proposed.
Okay. I think you would have a trouble with fire traps. Have to get back there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions? Any other questions?
I have a question.
Thank you. Laura?
Stephanie. How strong, who are we making a recommendation to? When we say we recommend that sidewalks not be waived, where does that go?
It goes to the Area Plan Commission, and they forward it usually to county commissioners in this case, who would have the decision of waiving the sidewalks or not.
What happened out at the promenade? I know several meetings ago, I was on vacation 1 month. I had trial 1 month, so I've been gone for two in a row. But I know at one point we were looking at the fact that the promenade development was not putting in sidewalks, and Jack made the point that that's now the city proper and they can't waive. Do you know what happened with that project?
I haven't heard that they've moved forward with it.
You haven't seen anything out there, I just wondered.
And we haven't had any additional sections of that subdivision submitted for approval, so I can't say for sure what has actually happened.
We made a recommendation, or actually said they couldn't waive the sidewalks for the pedestrian paths that we were proposing. Did that same deal, it went to the APC?
That would be the city and Area Plan Commission in that case would have the authority to either waive or not waive sidewalks.
I don't think they can waive them. I think it would have to go to the Board of Zoning Appeals.
It's actually, if the lots are over a certain size, if they're smaller lots, then they can't be waived. But if they are, was it 2.5 acres?
Huge number.
2 acres or something like that?
Are they that big?
Some of them are. Some of them are larger.
Okay, I'll try and write that down and follow up with APC.
It's just some information for Stephanie. I know that a lot of that work out there that we spoke about at that time is out for bid right now. So I guess that's oncoming.
Yeah, I drive out there a lot. I haven't seen anything going on. I just wondered if we were going to get sidewalks or not. I'll ask her on Monday.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments? Thanks,
okay.
Laura. All right, entertain a motion for approval of bills.
So moved.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Any public comment?
Can I make a comment?
Sure, go ahead. You're
very public. Almost a year ago, the MPO stepped up to help Newburgh get our Safe Routes to School grant back on track, and it will be 7 years, October the 29th, since that was awarded, and we will be about halfway through the project at that point and almost done. So please come through Newburgh, see the lots of construction going on, and again, thank you so much to the staff here, because if it wasn't for the MPO, it would have been dead. So thank you again.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I would, just to, Steve Melcher is a member of this policy committee, and Steve is doing fantastic.
Good.
He's expected to leave the hospital and go home by the weekend.
Thanks for that update. I had wondered, because I hadn't heard anything in the last couple of
days.
He's
doing absolutely wonderful. It was an absolute pleasure. I had been going every day, and this week I got there in the morning and was reading the paper. So he's just doing wonderful. I think he'll make a full recovery, and it's just a miracle.
Thanks, Evan. Anything else? If not, we are adjourned.